We're talking about Ethiopia with Nick Kane. He's an author. His book is The Boutique Ethiopia. He's worked a lot there with on humanitarian causes back in the day and now has a lodge, the Simeon Lodge. So tell us where that's located, Nick, and also what you can do, really. Maybe you organise tours from the lodge. What's on offer there at the Simeon Lodge?
Well, Simeon Lodge is actually about 800 kilometres north of Addis Ababa. I have to remember Ethiopia is a very big country, so to get up there, if you're going to travel by car, it's going to take 2 days, and that would involve, firstly, a stop at Lake Tana, the town called Bahadar, and then drive on the next day up to the mountains. But most people would come by plane. You can get the local Ethiopian flight now. They've got some new planes, some new Bombardier 400 planes, which are quite modern. They're much better than the old rickety planes they used to have in the past because they were all a bit shaky. But now Ethiopian is upgraded and they have good planes. So you can fly into a town called Gonda, and then it's about a three-hour drive up to the Simeon Mountains. And the road climbs gradually, and it's sort of imperceptible. You don't realize you're coming to the mountains, and then suddenly you get to the top of this escarpment, and it kind of falls away about 2,000 meters below, and you've got this really magnificent view along this escarpment for about 40 kilometers.
Mm.
So a lot of people do trekking up there. I mean, that's the big activity, trekking or mountain biking. I mean, we have mountain bikes at the lodge, and but bear in mind, you're 3,300 metres up, so you've got to be fairly fit if you're going to be
biking up. Don't do it, Richard, when he was at the Grand Canyon.
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely. Is there a cable car by it?
It sounds wonderful, and only 3.5 hours away by plane to Addis from Dubai. Who's flying there, Nick?
Three airlines. Ethiopian Airlines fly daily. Emirates also fly daily, and now Fly Dubai have just started up. I think they've got about three flights a week there, but that's extremely cheap. I mean, I'm going tomorrow, and am I allowed to say how much I'm paying?
Yes, do, yeah.
It's only costing me 550 dirhams to fly there.
Wow.
That's single, of course, but so it's not an expensive place to get to.
Mm. And once you're there, traveling around as a tourist, you know, would you consider it a kind of economical holiday in that respect?
It can be as cheap or as expensive as you want. I mean, Ethiopia is a very poor country, so if you want to stay in cheap accommodation, you can just spend peanuts, really, if you want. On the other hand, there are some quite nice hotels in Addis Ababa, the Sheraton, and those sort of places where you'll spend Dubai money.
Mm.
But you were mentioning as a first-time traveller to Ethiopia, the place to head for would be Lalibela. Can you mention a little bit about that resort or that area?
Yeah, Lalibela is, again, it's about halfway. It's about 450 kilometers from Addis Ababa. And it's 11 rock churches that were constructed in the 11th century by King Lalibela. And this all happened after Saladin took over Jerusalem in 1187. And the Christians and the Jewish people were pushed out at that particular time. And they took refuge up in the mountains. And they tried to create a new Jerusalem. And King Lalibela created these rock churches, 11 rock churches, which are literally carved down into the sandstone. Incredibly beautiful. And they're a World Heritage Site now. It's a UNESCO-protected World Heritage Site. Probably the most famous church there is Bet Georgis. Bet means church. So Georgis meaning George, so the St. George Church. And that's quite interesting for us British, because that's all linked with the Crusades. Because if you know your history, you know that Richard the Lionheart was trekking to Jerusalem at that particular time. And at the same time, you had these Christians and Jewish people who were pushed out of Jerusalem. So it all links in. And when you look down on the cross of this church, you've got the whole connection there.
So there's a lot of culture to be seen and to really, you know, find out about as well. People are SMSing here. One person saying that the missionaries are on charity at the Kidane Mehed in Addis always need help there. The person that's SMSed in saying they spent Christmas and their 40th birthday there. It was great. Also, hello, Dubai. I'm from Ethiopia. Thank you for giving time about Ethiopia. You're most welcome. So it is an interesting place. And when you're there, and if you come and spend time at your lodge, you can get to, you know, obviously you'll have guidance from you guys to take you out and see, or you can venture out on your own. It's very safe, as you said. What about the food? That's always important, of course, when on holiday. On whatever level that you're there as a tourist, whether you're there trekking, doing the environment part or the charity part, or if you're going for that sort of Addis five-star experience, what kind of food is the local dish, and what's the kind of price range?
Well, Ethiopians have their own special food. It's a big grey pancake called injera, which is made from a short-grown wheat called teff, and it's a very sour kind of pancake. So they put this pancake onto a plate, and onto that they add various sauces. And this can be anything. It can be meat sauce, it can be chicken, or they have a wonderful dish called a doro wat, which is a chicken wat, where they put egg in. And how can I describe it? It's a little bit like Indian food, and everything is, the whole family will eat from this one plate. Everyone takes a bit of the injera, with the right hand, of course, and then they will pick the sauces and the meat and eat that way.
Again, someone's SMSing, they've been to Ethiopia and saying here that they went to Ethiopia 2 years ago with their nine-month-old daughter. It totally blew every preconceived notion I had out the window. So diverse, amazing people, food and culture, and incredible scenery as well. And we hooked up with a New Zealand lady who runs tours there and loved it so much. We're going to return there in November. People are asking about the price to stay at the Simeon Lodge as well, so an idea of price to stay there.
Well, with all the taxes included, because we have to pay service and VAT now, it's part of the law, it's $150 a night for a twin room.
It's been a pleasure talking to you and finding out about Ethiopia. I really fancy going there. It's only 3.5 hours away, very accessible, very affordable, and you're going to get an amazing experience because I think because of its history and because of what's happened there, and clearly, truly wonderful people as well. So just to experience that. So thanks, Nick, for coming in and sharing your story.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot to you, Richard, as well, my co-host today, my Alan Wicker. And we'll put up the details about the Florida trip that you were talking about earlier up on Facebook. And that's Dubai Today 103.8.